Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. A sheriff's deputy on patrol on Tompkins Hill Road on Saturday afternoon spotted a vehicle being driven in an erratic manner and attempted a traffic stop. The driver, later identified as 29-year-old Fortuna resident Elliot Wallen, decided to flee instead of pulling over and led the deputy on a vehicle pursuit across several county roads before losing control of the car on Lolita Drive. When the deputy exited his patrol car to contact the two occupants, he saw Wallen was holding a handgun, and then Wallen began driving toward the deputy, running over his foot in the process. The deputy fired his weapon at the vehicle and hit it, and then resumed the vehicle pursuit as Wallen drove off again before losing control on Copenhagen Road. Wallen and his passenger, 35-year-old Fortuna resident Jill Winnup, then fled the scene on foot. With assistance from other law enforcement agencies, including the Eureka K-9 unit, officers set up a perimeter and later found Wallen hiding in a ditch. The K-9 was sent in after him, and he suffered several bites before surrendering. Winnup was found hiding in bushes nearby, and she was arrested as well. Wallen was booked on several charges, including attempted murder and assault with a deadly weapon, and was booked without bail. Winnup was booked for resisting arrest, and neither Wallen nor Winnup were hit by the deputy's gunfire. That deputy has been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of an internal investigation, which will be conducted by the County Critical Incident Response Team. The murder of a 16-year-old Beaverton, Oregon girl has involved the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. On Friday night, an officer from the Oregon State Patrol was dispatched to investigate suspicious activity along Highway 6 east of Tillamook. The officer found the body of 16-year-old Kayla Ann Hendrickson, and that sparked a search for a vehicle that was spotted near the scene by a witness. That vehicle, a full-sized pickup truck, was later found in Humboldt County, and deputies also found the body of the suspect in Hendrickson's murder, 24-year-old Jacob Allen Green of Newport, Oregon. An autopsy has determined that Hendrickson was shot to death, and Green was considered the only suspect in her murder. A sheriff's deputy was dispatched to Centerville Beach in Ferndale yesterday after dispatch received a call that a dead body had been found. The deputy, along with medical personnel, arrived on scene about a half mile south of the parking lot, and they found the body of an adult male. The coroner's office was then called in, and the investigation into the man's death is being handled by detectives and is considered suspicious. The victim is described as an adult white male, late 40s, who was wearing sweatpants, a hooded sweatshirt, two scarves, and a wool cap. He was found near an Eddie Bauer Edition 2000 Ford Explorer, blue with tan trim, with California license plates. Anyone with information about the man or his manner of death is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt Bay firefighters responded to a report of a fire along with possible explosions at a residence in the 1200 block of I Street on Saturday evening in Eureka. When fire crews reached the scene, they saw heavy smoke coming from a two-story wooden-framed residence. It took firefighters more than 2 hours to control and extinguish the blaze, as they also helped the residents salvage some of their belongings. There were no reported injuries, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation, although at this point the cause is not considered suspicious. And Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum has implemented an award that is given to citizens who commit acts of extraordinary kindness, unselfishly give of themselves to the community to help others, or who perform other good deeds that go above and beyond the normal courtesies society expects. Police department employees have been directed to be vigilant in recognizing those acts to seek out those who perform them. The first recipient of the new Valor Service Award was Betty Chin, who was presented with her award at last week's Eureka City Council meeting. Harpum and EPD recognized Chin's dedication and selfless service to the neediest in our community. And California National Guard members serving with the 579th Engineering Squadron will begin arriving home this evening after serving for nearly a year in Afghanistan with the 132nd Bridge Building Battalion. And that's the news on this Monday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.